All right, dads, today we're talking about membership site success factors. What makes it work? What makes it not work? This is getting into the good stuff. So some people succeed and other people don't, everywhere, all around you. People laughed when I decided to open a restaurant and pub. I thought it would be a fun experience and wasn't ever expecting to get rich off it. And I love the fact that it runs well without me and I can just go in and enjoy it, drink a beer. But I know restaurants collapse constantly, but I set up the very best team I could find, and in that way I limited my probability of failure. In trade for doing that, I don't get as much in return financially, but that's the trade-off I wanted. So what makes a membership site succeed when others fail? After working with hundreds of membership site owners from large to small, I started to notice some trends. There were two groups, one where their sites were thriving with constant growth. Others would eventually get their site launched, but then it would fizzle out. And I realized it all came down to one thing, hustle. And I can't just use one word here to describe it, right? Because really it was a combination of a few things. It was dedication and absolute drive without the thought of ever giving up, and discipline. I told you that efficiency is key, so you're thinking, hey, Tom, wait, I thought you said to be efficient. Well, yeah, efficiency is the tool. Think of it like a perfectly tuned bicycle. But hustle is the power you put behind that bike to kick ass, right? So you always have tools at your disposal. These are your systems that you put into place. That's what we covered in the Dig and the Discover modules. But here's where I'm giving you the motivation to get it all done. You get the difference? I've worked with some people in the past that they're mostly hobbyists at building a membership site. They're not the ideal people to work with, to help. Because they'll launch and they'll have success in the beginning, and then slowly but surely, their site dies a slow death. But the other people I really like working with, they succeed year after year. I've gotten to where I can pick them out within a few minutes of talking to them because they're totally different. And these are the people I choose to work with. And the reason they're different is because of the hustle. These people approach it like a business. The other people approach it like a hobby. So I call this program the side hustle for a reason. It has the word side in it, which I'm telling you not to treat it like a side business, but I'm also using the word hustle in it because you're most likely not going to be building this site as your full-time job. It will be a side business, but you can't treat it like one. Does that make sense? If you're a stay-at-home dad, your first job is taking care of your kids. Or if you work a regular 9-to-5, then your first job is obviously that. But it's the mindset of how you approach it. You need to approach this with hustle and not as a side gig or an add-on. Approach it like your family is depending on you and this is your one shot. I'll tell you a quick story here. David Ogilvy, the founder of Ogilvy & Mather, one of the world's largest ad agencies, wrote back in the 70s that he would approach the copywriting of every direct mail piece. Remember, those are those things that went in the mail, postcards, letters. But he would approach every single piece that he was writing, that he was copywriting, as if he were writing one letter to one person and his whole career depended on them, the person, responding to that one letter. I tell my kids this all the time. They're sick of hearing it. I say approach every single test or quiz or even an important homework assignment as if it's the only one you have that semester, that this one test dictates your entire grade for that semester. Once you do that, it all falls into place. They don't believe me, but I keep trying anyway. Anything that isn't your primary focus, it doesn't get your full attention. It's true. Our brains are funny that way. So when you give this project your full attention, you develop efficient systems, and you build a clear strategy, your chances of success will grow exponentially. The successful site owners that I work with always have a clear strategy as it relates to their content. They have a very clear strategy as it relates to their marketing and to their retention, meaning keeping the members happy. They treat it like a real business, even if it is on the side. They put focus, strategy, and energy behind it. I have a buddy who bought a rental property years ago, so we formed a quick LLC to make it legal. Then he got some cool hats embroidered with his LLC name on them. I thought it was funny, you know. I asked him why he did that. He said he just wanted to feel that he was really in business. And, you know, it's smart. There it is on his head, always reminding him in the mirror. Maybe you have to do some crazy different things that challenge what others are doing in this field. That's great. Even if those unconventional things don't work, they're helping to challenge you to try everything that you can, to dig, to discover, to develop. I coach high school cross country, and I always tell my kids, I say, I don't care what you do if you win. You can wear pink socks, and that's the example I always give. I say, you can wear pink socks underneath your running shoes as long as they're not too loud. But as long as you win, I don't really care. So we're going to be leveraging all of that knowledge that I've gained and still get from working with all these membership site owners, plus the high-level gurus I've gotten to work with. I take the top tips from the experts and blend it with the successes and failures I've seen with the regular Joe site owners. But when I start helping the people who are struggling, I first find out if they're really serious. If they either have the hustle or they are willing to, well, hustle. Because my kids know this phrase well. Dad helps those kids who help themselves. They know I don't have time to problem solve for them if they're not willing to let me help them. Okay? So it's the same here. You have to approach this like a serious business, and I will help you. I worked with a gentleman who was launching a site that taught people how to do social media. I helped him set up his launch, then I took off for the North Idaho wilderness for 5 days with my family, without cell reception. Saturday evening, I got back, I logged into his Infusionsoft account, and there was $130,000. That phone call to him was pretty fun. Here's another example. My team and I had a millennial expert that we were working with. It was very interesting. She was really connected, but she was struggling on a creative approach to sell her course, which had a $297 one-time fee. One of the lessons in her course that I found really intriguing was on fear. And she mapped out all the ways fear blocks you from reaching your genius. So on a Saturday morning, I was out working in the yard, and I was thinking about that lesson, and I was thinking about fear, and I was thinking how that happens in my life. We all do that. We all let fear block us, and we all let it get into the way. And I went, wait a second, I got an idea. I went inside, I sat down at the kitchen table on my laptop, and I designed an infographic that charted out the flow of how fear blocks you from reaching your genius. I called it Anatomy of Your Genius, Fear. We offered it as a free download, no opt-in for email. You could just click on it and get it free. But on the download page for the PDF was a sales page pitching the course, saying how that one infographic was just one tiny fraction of what you get in the whole course. I logged into her membership site the following Monday, and she had brought in $36,000 in sales for her membership site in one 48-hour period. We started taking that system and repeating it. The rest is history. So you can see it can be done, and this is the difference. Unconventional strategies, sure, but proven unconventional strategies that work. And most importantly, hustle, treating it like a business versus a hobby. All right, so share your thoughts below. Let everyone know what you're going to do to hit this, to make this happen. That way, the rest of us dads can all support you. And remember, this is a business, and it's a journey, and we're all on it together, and you've got the support, all right? I'll see you in the next lesson.